Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show. Getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, happy Saturday and back to school night as the Bradenton Marauders continue their week-long series with the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They play game five of this six-game set. Thomas and Zarelli here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show, getting you set for this evening's contest. Marauders, though, they have dropped three of the first four and so are looking to get back in the win column with a win today. As right now, with the three games secured by Lakeland, they have at least a split share of this week-long series. Bradenton has not lost a home series since April. And as we near the end of July, they're hoping to keep that trend going in the right direction. Well, today they will have Hung Long Cheng on the hill 4-7, a 4.84 ERA against Hayden Minton, 3-4, the 4.39. Two guys who are very familiar with both sides. They have been here the entire season, and so Minton and Chang will face some familiar foes. Minton, though, has been throwing the baseball really well here in the second half of the season, so it could be a tough task for this Marauders offense, who have struggled to score. They lost 8-1 yesterday, and the biggest thing has been hitting with runners in scoring position. We'll see if that trend as well will continue or if it will change here. But the Marauders, big one tonight against Lakeland, as they are currently also 9 games back in the standings in the second half, so trying to keep it under double digits as well. We come back here on the pregame show. We'll take a look at some scores and also get you lineups as well. That's next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Leacom Park on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarelli getting you set for this Saturday night's contest between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. Let's take a look at some out-of-town scores starting in the Pirate system. Bagley Club, the Buccos are still on the road in Arizona. They dropped one yesterday, 4-3. Zach Gallen picked up the win, in which he started not so great. Pirates got 3 runs off in the first 2 innings, but then Gallen improved, tossed up a couple zeros. Pirates bullpen could not hang on to it, as Luis Ortiz gave up a couple runs in the 6th inning. And D-backs come back and win 4-3. Game 2 tonight. It's a big one. Brandon Font on the hill for Arizona against Marco Gonzalez for Pittsburgh. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, a couple games already complete and also some underway, as the AAA Indianapolis Indians, 7:08 p.m. Eastern time, start time in Iowa. They have won the first 4 games this week, so looking for their 5th straight against the I-Cubs. Luis Sessa on the hill there for Indianapolis. Double-A Altoona, they are just off and rolling. Bottom one, Bubba Chandler is on the hill in Erie. Had a great pitching matchup yesterday. Jackson Job won against Thomas Harrington, 2 of the top pitching prospects into both orgs. And it was Harrington who got the best of Job, a 3-1 win for the Curve. Hiya Greensboro, they are just about to start as well. J.P. Massey on the bump today for Greensboro. FCO Pirates, they win 4-3 in the FCL semifinals, so they will play in the championship beginning tomorrow, which is a best-of-3 series. They will take on the FCL Tigers, and so the Pirates and Tigers, oh my, they're playing in double-A, they're playing in single-A, and they are also playing in rookie ball and the FCL beginning tomorrow. The Pirates win 4-3 against the FCL Yankees. David Matoma picked up the win in that one as he went a scoreless inning out of the bullpen. Graber Mendez picked up the save as well. In the Florida State League, tons of baseball to cover, of course, in which Clearwater and Tampa, they have had some issues with lightning and weather and Tampa this week. They're playing their first game of doubleheader, bottom three, no score. They had a bit of delay there as well. Elsewhere, some games underway. St. Lucie, Palm Beach are scoreless bottom one. Daytona, Jupiter also scoreless bottom one, although Jupiter has runners at second and third, two outs. Fort Myers in Dunedin tonight. Charlie Soto takes the baseball, the first-round pick by the Twins last year. And then later tonight, Tampa and Clearwater will play a makeup from earlier this week. We come back here on the pregame show. We'll get you lineups. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas Zinzarella getting you set for this Saturday night contest between the Lakeland and the Bradenton. It's time that exchange lineup cards with you at home as we start with the visitors in Lakeland. They come in today 58-34. They have won their last two, are 6-4 in their last 10. In the second half, 16-11, 2.5 games out from Fort Myers. Bradenton, they are 39-55 overall, 10-18 in the second half, 9 games out from first place in the second half. 1-9 for Lakeland. John Peck, third baseman, hits leadoff. Dom Johnson plays right and hits second. Andrew Jenkins, minor league rehabber, bats third and plays first. The DH is Eduardo Valencia, who hits cleanup. Brett Callahan, center field. In the 5 spot, Samuel Heal, the shortstop, bats number 6. Clayton Campbell, the catcher, hits 7th. Alvaro Gonzalez is the 8th man. He's playing second base. Switch hitting left fielder, David Smith, rounds out the starting 9 for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They sent Hayden Minton to the hill today. He's 3-4 with a 4.39 ERA against the ready Hung Lung Chang, who is 4-7 with a 4.84 earned run average. Marauders 1-9. Switch hitter second baseman Gerald Toledo hits leadoff. Third baseman Garrett Forrester bats second. Hitting third is the lefty center fielder Angeline Polanco. The cleanup man tonight is the first baseman as Marilyn Valdez. The catcher Axio Plaz hits 5th. Lefty right fielder Solomon McGuire is hitting 6th. Justin Micht is the lefty DH, bats 7th. Shortstop Javi Rivas is slotted in the 8th spot. And the lefty left fielder Braylon Bishop rounds out the starting 9 for the Bradenton Marauders. They have lost their last two. Bradenton has. They have dropped 3 of the first 4 this week and so are looking for a big win here today on back-to-school night at the ballpark. Also, post-game fireworks after the game as well. It's a lot of kids in the park with their backpacks on right now. Hung Lung Chang runs out from the first base dugout along with the rest of the Marauders in their Friendly City Friday black tops. It's Bradenton in the gold script white pants and their primary black caps. We come back here from Lecom Park. It'll be first pitch. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Telling your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From Leecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, happy Saturday night as Hung Long Cheng takes the baseball today for the Bradenton Marauders in a pivotal game with the Lakeland Flying Tigers. From the rest of our entire crew, Thomas Cinzarella, so happy you could join us here from Leecom Park in the friendly city of Bradenton, Florida. Marauders have dropped three of the first four this week and are looking for a bounce-back performance. They lost 8-1 yesterday. And right now in the month of July, Bradenton is just 5-14. And so they need a good start here today from Hung Long Cheng. Right-hander 22-year-old from Taichung, Taiwan. Stands at about a 6'3", 185. Numbers on him this year, he's making his 16th appearance, his 13th overall start. He's 4-7 with a 4.84 ERA and 67 innings. Has allowed 5 home runs, 23 walks, 64 strikeouts, and 73 hits in those 67 innings. He'll face John Peck, Dom Johnson, and Andrew Jenkins in the top of the first inning. Marauders in their Bradenton script tops. It's black with Bradenton in gold across the chest. White pants in the primary black caps that have Marta the Marauder as a logo. Lakeland in their navy blue tops. Gray pants have been rolling with these the entire week. I'd say Flying Tigers in white letters. We're just about ready to rock and roll here from Leecom Park on Back to School Night. As righty John Peck takes in, first pitch is at the knees, a called strike at 92. And we're off and running a minute behind tonight at 6:31 p.m. Game time temperature a bit cooler today, 85 degrees and cloudy. The 0-1, down and away for a ball at 93. Ready, comes set, and the 1-1. That's top of the zone, called strike. From our home plate umpire in Austin, Mayshak, Tyler Vandewater's in the field today. A two-man crew here in low A and high A. Cheng sets from the belt and kicks home the pitch. That's off the plate outside. Cheng, a fastball, changeup, curveball, slider mix. A little bit of everything for him. As he readies home, 2-2. Bounced over his head. Near the second base back, scooped by Toledo. Throws from in front of it, and Peck is put away, 4-3. Start this top of the first inning. Let's take a look at the defense for Bradenton tonight. Starting the outfield left to right, Braylon Bishop, Shalene Polanco, and Solomon McGuire is over in right field. Garrett Forrest demands the hot corner at third. Rivas and Toledo, the double play duo, up the middle. Valdez is manning first, and Axel Plaz does the catching. One out, base is clear. Righty Dom Johnson scorches one to Forrester, who makes the shoestring catch on the glove side. Now hit a whale just right at Forrester. And with that, two quick outs for Hung Lung Cheng. Andrew Jenkins, the righty. Pitch. Is fouled straight back behind home for strike one. No score between Lakeland and Bradenton, just off and running at Lecom Park. As Chang, no Under Armour today for him under his jersey. Once pushed up in the air, shallow right. McGuire, full head of steam on the run, and makes the grab. It's a 1-2-3, top of the first for Hung Lung Cheng. Bottom one next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one, no score as Gerald Toledo, Garrett Forrester, and Shalene Polanco will battle the righty Hayden Minton after Hung Lung Cheng retired the side in order in the top of the first. Minton winds home. First pitch is off the plate outside at 94 for ball one to Toledo, who's batting left. He's a switch hitter. Minton ready to go once again, 1-0. And that's at the kneecaps, called strike at 95. It's 1-1. Minton stands the mound at 6'3", 210 pounds. 1-1. And Toledo pushes it foul down the left field line. Native of Collinsville, Oklahoma, was a ninth round pick last year's draft by Detroit out of Missouri State. 1-2. Upstairs. Counts even. Minton's numbers on the year. Spent all season in Lakeland. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him on a really good breaking ball there. Punch him out. One batter, one strikeout for Minton. is 3-4, though. 4.39 ERA in 16 appearances, 14 starts, 25 walks, 82 Ks, and 65 2/3. Opponents hitting .286 against him. Garrett Forster, the righty, takes outside for a ball, 95. One out, base is clear. No score, bottom one, just off running on this Saturday night. 1-0 and Forster fans on another fastball, 95. It's 1-1. Garrett had the day off yesterday. 1-1, he whips and misses, had another heater. Forster has hit his way on the first three games of this series. 5-for-14 during that stretch. Third round pick out of Oregon State last year. Mentioned from the belt, wheels and deals. And that's pushed the opposite way on a line in a right field base hit. Make it four straight games with a base hit for Garrett Forster. Finally healthy again after a long stint on the injured list since May. He was activated just after the All-Star break. Runner on, first hit of the ball game for either side. As a lefty, Shalit Polanco. Fastball 93, called strike. Another guy who's sporting a good hitting streak here at five games, a six game on base streak. Mention from the letters, the 0-1. That's on the ground towards short. To second for one, turn to first, it's late. Just a fielder's choice. 5-4. Peck was playing with a shortstop, but the shift is over. And so, two outs with a runner on for Esmerlin Valdez. Let's get the defense for you. Starting the outfield left to right. David Smith, Brett Callahan, and Dom Johnson's over to right. John Peck's at third. Keel in Gonzalez up the middle. Andrew Jenkins holds the runner on at first. And Clayton Campbell does the catching. First pitch to Valdez is a slow curveball in tight for a ball. Pitch up and in for a ball. Two outs, runner on, no score, bottom one. Minton readies and delivers. That's upstairs for ball three. Valdez on the year hitting .227 in 75 games. Dozen home runs and 43 RBIs. He's currently the second most home runs on the team. 3-0 green light. He fouls it straight back out of play. Polanco is at first, has 10, flies with 13 to lead the way. Some big power hitters on this team. 3-1. Up and in, ball four, and Valdez walks. At first and second with two outs for Axial Plaz as Bradenton looks to score first here. The only win for Bradenton this week came on Wednesday. They've dropped the other three games then. Ready Plaz up the pitch. Curveball up and in. So Hayden Benton has fall behind the last two hitters now. Pitch number 17 in this first inning. Look to second, 1-0. And check swing, it's in there at the belt. Plaz 13 home runs this year, which is the third most in the Florida State League. Guy who has only been here since the middle of May. 1-1. And a fastball, the knees called strike. Just 1-for-12 this week with that lone hit being a home run. It's one thing, he's just trying to become more of a complete hitter. 1-2. Breaking ball. And that just nearly misses down and in. Tried a front door and started right at him. It was a good slaughter. Deuces wild, two on, two outs, and the 2-2. Spiked in with a fastball. That will put the runners in motion here. Polanco at second, Valdez at first, no score, bottom one. Three and two the count. Big pitch here, here it is. Called third strike, implies wants a challenge, so hang on, and it's rule the ball. A successful challenge for Axio Plaz, who is a catcher, so that helps. And loads him up here for Solomon McGuire. Now Nick Green jogs out third base dugout. A single that then turned into a fielder's choice, and then back-to-back walks by Hayden Minton. Has loaded them up here for McGuire, and this has been one of the big talking points this week. Storylines, you can say, is that Bradenton, they have out-hit Lakeland in every game but yesterday. But on the week, they have out-hit the Flying Tigers 32-28. That's a .242 batting average this week, but they are just 5-for-36 hitting with runners in scoring position. That's a .139 mark. It's the second lowest this week in the FSL. Only Palm Beach, who is hitting .135. That's who they play next week. Bases full for lefty McGuire. First pitch is over the heart of the plate, called strike. Marauders have struck out 17 times in those 36 at-bats as well. The 0-1. And McGuire flies in the air right center. Johnson started in, now back to his right. And makes the grab to end the frame. Marauders load them up. They can't score one, though, as we head to the second inning. No score on the Marauders broadcast network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, a scoreless contest between Lakeland and Bradenton as Hung Lung Cheng faces 4, 5, and 6. First up, first pitch, the righty Eduardo Valencia. Here's a check swing down and away, held up for ball one. Hayden Minton escaped the jam there in the first. Two walks and a single. And tossed up a 0 in the first. Cheng readies and kicks 1-0. Down and away, it's 92, it's 2-0. Valencia this year hitting .273 in 36 contests, 9 doubles, 3 home runs, and 22 driven in. 2-0. That's low and in for ball 3. numbers for him in his limited time. 15 walks, 27 strikeouts, 3-0. And a breaky ball on the inner edge, called strike. That's for a DH catcher. That's 132 at-bats coming in. It's pretty good, 3-1. Valencia pops it foul. It's a twist out of play off the right side. Valencia this week is 1-for-7 with an RBI and a walk. And Lakeland as a team this week. They've been out hit every night except yesterday, so three of the first four. Runners have the only hit so far. 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Chang punches out Valencia, his first today. First four in a row retired. Here is Brett Callahan. I think for a lot of Lakeland fans out there, I think the questions are, okay, now that Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal are gone, just where's the offense going to come from? As Brett Callahan swings and tips the first pitch in the glove, applause for strike one. Kind of seeing it this week when you lose two really productive guys like both of them were, and obviously top prospects in the game of baseball. The 0-1, and that's smacked foul down the right field line out of play. Kind of had a similar issue with the Brewers at Double-A 2 years ago, and lose the top three Brewers prospects. They all get called up to Triple-A, and some of the big leagues now, like Garrett Mitchell and Sal Frelick, and you know, they're a big part of the offense, and it's where is the offense going to come from? 0-2 is down and in. So it kind of takes you maybe a week or two just to feel it out now with this new roster, and especially too with the draft having just wrapped up, might see some new faces too. 1-2, and Callahan strikes out swinging. Chang is off to a good start. Back-to-back K's in the second inning. Two quick outs. Samuel Heal, the hitter. No score, base is clear. Righty-righty matchup. Opening pitch is pushed foul deep down the right field line towards the plaza. Chang started last week in Tampa on Saturday. The 0-1. Fastball right there, thigh high, 94. Gave up two runs on four hits in four innings, struck out five, didn't walk anybody. Gave up a two-run home run, that was it. Only damage off of him. 0-2, breaking ball, slap, foul again. Was a home run from Kobe Morales and struck out five of the 15 batters he faced. 0-2, bounced straight back. Marauders were unfortunately shut out though, 7-0 in that ball game. Been shut out four times this year, and two of them have come from Tampa. 0-2 again, check swing. And he went around for strike three. Hong Long Chang strikes out the side in the top of the second inning. Remains scoreless after 1.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two is first pitch to the lefty Justin Mickness is over the heart of the plate at 93 for a called strike. 79 up to the plate against the righty Hayden Minton. The 0-1. That's down and in for a ball, and the count's even. Rodgers had the bases loaded with two outs in the first and could not push across a run. The 1-1 as Mickness flies it well in the air right center. Callahan enters over to his left and puts it away. A few steps shy of the track, one gone. Mickness starting his first game this week as tonight's DH for Bradenton. One out, base is clear for the shortstop, Javier Rivas, in a scoreless ball game in the second. Opening pitch, fastball at the bottom of the zone, 94 called strike. Minton has been really dealing in the second half of the season. The 0-1, that's pushed foul deep down the right field line out of play. I think the second half that started about a month ago now, around June 20th, when Lakeland was here at Leacom Park taking on the Marauders. 0-2, tricky ball in the dirt, laid off by Rivas. Now, Minton's numbers in the first half at a 5.32 ERA in 10 starts, 11 appearances. That covered 44 innings, and so far in the second half, 1-2. That's it tight with 94. It's 2-2 with a 2.49 ERA in 21 and two-thirds. He's racked up 32 strikeouts. 2-2. That inside, it hits him. A changeup that just peeled too far in. Rivas will take his base. Hey, look at the numbers really close too. You know, one thing stands out, and that's the walk number. I think he's literally right around half the amount of innings in the second half they threw in the first half. He had 20 walks in those 44 innings. In the second half, just five, and those about 22. Here's a lefty, Braylon Bishop, who swings at the first pitch and fouls it off at home plate. Opponents are also hitting just 228 in the second half, 311 they hit in the first half. Set from the letters, the 0-1. And Bishop swings and tips it again. In the middle, Campbell this time for strike two. Runner at first, one out, bottom two, no score. Minton readies and delivers the 0-2. Bishop sharp hit ground ball to short. Heel steps in the bag to first. It's a double play. That's the third out. I say Lakeland was hanging around there, but that's three. We go to the third. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the third inning as Lakeland and Bradenton are scoreless right now. Clayton Campbell, the righty catcher, digs in. First pitch from Hung Long Chang rides down and in for ball one at 92. And that was three outs in the last half inning, but Lakeland always happens once in a while. Lose track of how many outs there are. 1-0. Check swing down and away. And it's 2-0. I mean, I looked down at my book and I didn't see the team moving off, and so I looked as it was Bishop safe or something, but 2-0. And that's pushed up in the air, deep down the right field line, but it will slice out of play. Hung Long Chang, though, has carved up Lakeland's lineup so far, struck out the side in order in the second. He's gone six up, six down. From the belt, the 2-1. Foul straight back. Chang's a guy who started the season really well in the first three or four starts. Month of April had a ERA sub one to the first three. Had an ERA over five though in May. And in July, the first three outings haven't gone his way. It's only been one blow-up outing too. 2-2. And that's protected foul. Gave up six runs, inning and two-thirds out of the bullpen against Jupiter. Ran into a pitch count issue in an inning. And that's why it didn't last so long, so had a chance to improve upon that. 2-2. Right in. But he's been really good at times this year. Talked about the start he had to open the year, but he's also gone the longest as a starter this year. Went seven innings against Clearwater. 3-2. That's fouled off the right side, out of play. That came back on June 27th in Clearwater, went seven innings, one run on four hits. And again, no other Marauder starter has touched that. A few have gone six innings, but no one's gone seven. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. That's four straight strikeouts for Hung Long Chang. Seven up, seven down. Alvaro Gonzalez, the switch hitting second baseman, batting left. Scoreless ball game in the third with one out. Chang kicks home. First pitch is fouled off the left side, out of play. Gonzalez came in as a sub yesterday, struck out looking in the ninth against Magdiel Cotto. He struck out the side in the ninth inning. The 0-1. It's fouled off and home plate for strike two. Gonzalez's numbers this year, I think just 113 in 31 games. Double, a home run, and four RBIs. He's one for six this week. 0-2. And that one slipped out of hand high. Sails to the backstop. The Marauders had just one pitcher last year throw seven innings in a contest. That was Dominic Piracci, who was great this week for Greensboro. 1-2, that's clubbed up in the air, deep right field. McGuire heads back, he's at the track, stops, and makes the catch. Gonzalez just got under it. Bit too much there, and it's a flyout. Eight up, eight down for Hung Lung Jang. And a switch hitting left fielder David Smith steps in. No score in top of the third, opening pitch. And Smith laces it foul, third base side. Here's the 0-1. Smith tips into the glove for strike two. Chang right now at 37 pitches. He's throwing just 10 balls. 0-2. Rolled foul first base side. That was really his MO at the start of the year. The start in Lakeland. It was more 50-50, but after that, the next two or three after, he was really in the zone. Looking for his fifth K. 0-2. Down it in. Bounces in the dirt. And the 1-2 again. Loaded in the air, right center, shallow. Polanco now wanders over and has it for the last down. Nine up, nine down for Hung Lung Chang. No score. Bottom three next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three, no score between Lakeland and Bradenton as Gerald Toledo in the top of the order come back around to face Hayden Minton. First pitch to the lefty, switch hitter. It's on the inside corner, down a three called strike. Inning ending double play used by Minton in the last half inning. 0-1, is this time too far inside, it's 1-1. Minton 35 pitches through the first two innings. That was after a 24-pitch first. 1-1 is at the bottom of the zone to call it strike in Toledo. We'll use a challenge here. It's ruled a ball. Well, Bradenton has been 2-for-2 today in challenges. They've been good. 2-1. This time it's at the bottom of the zone, a called strike. And Toledo uses a challenge, or uses a timeout here, I should say. Steps back in. Infield chipped it over to the right side. As a 2-2 home. It's fouled straight back. Benton is appearing against Bradenton. Third time this year, back in Lakeland on April 12th. Gave up two runs in two innings. As a 2-2 breaking ball just misses. Don't look good. Minton came out of the bullpen that day. Toledo hits it sharply on the ground. Diving stop by Gonzalez, but the throw is off target. That's an infield single for Gerald Toledo. That's the second hit today for Bradenton. It was a Shaleen Polanco home run against Minton that day. And then pitch at Lecon Park June 21st, gave up just one earned run, three runs total in 2 2/3, struck out five. Garrett Forrester shows bunt, pulls it back, it's in tight for ball one. Lead off man on, no score in the third inning. Forrester singled his first time around. Shows bunt again, and he pulls it back, it's high for ball two. Marauders looking to play maybe a little bit of small ball here. 2-0. Pop it in. Three ball count, the pitch. Up and in, ball four, and Forrester walks. A single and a walk to start this third inning. And Nick Green out for his second visit today. With Shaleen Polanco, a dangerous batter, coming to the plate. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We start in the Florida State League. Bluewater and Tampa playing a doubleheader game one. They are scoreless right now in a seven-inning contest. They're in the top of the seventh inning. Jupiter and Daytona even at one apiece. Palm Beach all over St. Louis, and they put up an eighth spot in the third inning, up 9-0. And Dunedin with an early 2-0 cushion on Fort Myers at home. So now Shaleen Polanco, lefty, with two on, nobody out. No score in the third, first pitch. Swings and misses, had a good change up there for strike one. Polanco hit into a fielder's choice in the first. Oh, one. Down and in for a ball. Polanco with his second five-game hit streak of the season. He had one at the start of the month. He's hitting around 211 for this month. 1-1. And Polanco fouls it off the left side. Out of play. Polanco 5-for-10 this week with an RBI and a walk. It's been one of his most productive weeks this season just as a whole. He's had some big hits this year. 1-2, and Polanco again fouls it back. Polanco single-handedly helped keep Lakeland from winning the first half. It was a Tuesday game. It was the third to final game of the first half, and a walk-off grand slam and extras to right field in the Marauders bullpen that won in the game. 1-2 breaking ball, he strikes him out swinging. Second K for Benton today. Runner still at first and second, one gone. Here's as Marilyn Valdez. righty-righty matchup. Toledo dancing at second. Pitch. Breaking ball behind Valdez, and that's a wild pitch that moves both runners up. It's always uncomfortable as a batter, but again, that I think part two was because of Toledo. He caught the attention of Minton and just took his eyes off. Infield in with one gone. Scoreless game in the third. 1-0. And that's on the outer half and call it strike. Bound to score the only run. Cartersville 8-1 yesterday. That was an RBI ground out. 1-1. Ricky ball down and away low. Valdez trying to break an 0-for-9 stretch here. He has walked today. Two on. Fastball just a hair low below the knees. And another hitter's count here for Esmerlin Valdez with Axio Plaz looming on deck. Open base at first though. 3-1. Valdez strikes it well, right center field. Callahan backing up. He's still heading back, makes the catch on the track. Toledo has to head back to third, and now he's off the base. My goodness, Brett Callahan just made a catch that looked like Willie Mays in the 54 World Series. Over the shoulder, in front of the wall. That might be one of the better catches you'll see this season. I mean, that was phenomenal. First pitch to the righty, Axio Plaz. He fouls it off the mask of home plate umpire in Austin Mayshak. Boy, that was remarkable. And, you know, it looked like it was tailor-made for extra bases. That scores two runs. Instead, it's kept off the board. And now with two outs, runners at second and third. The 0-1 is fouled back. Second and third still. With two outs and two strikes on Plaz, he also walked his first time up. O-2, swing and a miss for strike three, and Minton leaves two more on the base pass. He's left five out there so far. We go to the fourth inning, still scoreless on the Marauders broadcast network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Lakeland and Bradenton still scoreless as Hong Long Cheng will face the top of the order. He's gone 9 up, 9 down so far, but the bigger story has been Hayden Minton, who has left 5 men on the base pass so far. He's done a great job to work around traffic as John Peck laces the first pitch in the right center field. A base knock. It's cut off by McGuire in right field. And that is the first base runner today for Lakeland. It comes on a first pitch single. Dom Johnson with a runner on, nobody out in the fourth. He went hard his first time off, just right at Garrett Forster at third. Made a shoestring catch. Bunch shown, it's tapped in front of home plate, but it might have hit him. They say it's in the box, though. If he was out of the batter's box, it would have been an out. No balls and a strike on Johnson, who is riding a three-game hit streak. Tossed to first, and Peck isn't standing. Now, the Marauders allowed 7 steals yesterday. That was a season high that they've allowed. The 0-1. Down it in for a ball, and Peck was responsible for 3 of them. He stole second 3 times in the third, the fifth, and the ninth. I'm sure that was a talking point today. 1-1. It's fouled straight back as Peck started and stopped over at first. It's tough, too, for Alfonso. He's a guy that had about a 30% caught stealing rate. It dropped a few ticks there after last night. 1-2 is popped in the air, foul behind him out of play. Marauders still scoreless here in this pitcher's duel between Minton and Hong Lung Cheng. He's making his third appearance against Lakeland this year. 1-2, runner in motion, swing and a miss, throw to second base. It's late. And they're going to call. They call him out at second base because of the interference there on the battered Peck. He stumbled over home, and so Plaz went to throw, and he was in his way. And so that'll be a double play. And now manager Andrew Graham having a word with Austin Bashak. 5 Ks, though, for Hong Long Cheng. And I have to say, though, you know, Johnson did try to get out of the way. He ducked for cover. And so it's a contact interference between Johnson and Plaz. So that erases the single, and just like that, 2 gone in the fourth inning for Andrew Jenkins, the first baseman. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch is whistled back to the screen for strike 1. It is a perfect night for baseball. Good breeze in the ballpark today. Some clouds up in the sky. Temperature mid-80s. One's outside. How many days like these left here at Lecon Park after this weekend? Just 2 more homestands. Marauders go on the road for 2 weeks. They'll go to Palm Beach and then St. Lucie. 1-1. Fastball low at 92. Back home for Dunedin. Take one more road trip to Lakeland, and then back home for Tampa for the end of the year in Daytona. 2-1 is hit well the opposite way to right field. McGuire turning back, and it's high off the wall. Karam's right back to him. Good throw to second base. No, they didn't get him. What a throw by McGuire, though, as Jenkins just slides in, and here comes Jim Horner. McGuire played it perfectly off the wall. That's a guy who knows how to play Lecon Park and just played it the wall ball double. And Jenkins is at second base with a double on a rehab from high A. He's at second with two outs. McGuire does have a few outfield assists this year. Eduardo Valencia, the batter. He's got five outfield assists. That is the most by any Marauder. Valdez has three, the next closest. As a breaking ball dances over for a strike. Two outs, runner at second base. No score in the top of the fourth inning. The 0-1. And that shot the opposite way to McGuire. Right at him as a bit of a jump there at the end. That ends the fourth inning. No runs, two hits, one man left. Bottom four next year, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom four, no score between Lakeland and Bradenton as 6, 7, and 8 coming up. Solomon McGuire, the lefty, digs in for his pitch. It's downed in for ball one to McGuire. Almost had a great outfield assist in the last half, the top half of this inning. It was not to be, though. When I was in there at 93, called strike. Now today, it's the world just continues to circle around the trade deadline. 1-1 curveball drops over for a called strike on McGuire. He's 0-1 tonight. There has been a lot of trades been going on this, both yesterday, now today. 1-2 curveball is outside, and now a challenge is here by Clayton Campbell, and it's ruled a strike. So fourth K for Hayden Benton, who has worked around some foot traffic, but he has retired now, the leadoff man in three of the four innings. One out, base is cleared, no score for the lefty Justin Mickness. There's one deal just happened an hour ago as a bouncer right back off the glove. Minton now on the first base side of the rubber, spins to first with a toss. Two gone in the fourth inning. But the Phillies and Angels have completed a deal that would bring closer Carlos Estevez to the Phillies for George Clausen and Sam Aldegary. Now, for those broader faithful listen every night, Rivas already takes a called strike. That is, yes, that George Clausen who started the year here in Clearwater and pitched against Bradenton a number of times. Owens, a grounder out to shortstop, gobbled up by Heel, throws across, and it's a 1-2-3 fourth inning. We head to the fifth. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning as Hong Long Cheng and Hayden Benton right now in a pitcher's duel. No score as we enter the halfway mark. Brett Callahan, a lefty, digs in. First pitch he takes outside with a changeup for ball one. No runs, two hits, no errors for both sides tonight. Cheng sets and the 1-0. And that's smacked to deep right field. Towards the foul pole, it's hooking, and it's fair and gone. Home run, Brett Callahan, to break this scoreless stalemate. It's a big fly, 1-0 Lakeland in the fifth inning. His seventh bomb of the year, RBI number 29, and Lakeland has the lead. Base is empty, still nobody out. Righty Samuel Heal takes the breaking ball up and away for ball one. Chen comes set and kicks home 1-0. Fastball push foul off the right side out of play. It's 1-1. Counts even 1-1 on Heal. Spelled G-I-L, just pronounced heel. 1-1 as a fastball clips the inside corner, called strike. Hill struck out swinging his first time around back in the second inning. Now Cheng had gone 9 up, 9 down until that single from John Peck. 1-2, breaking ball, check swing on the peel. He held up to Tyler Vanderwater. And the count's even. Cheng now, though, he's allowed a home run in his last three starts. 2-2. Just nearly misses inside at 93. He'll back off the inside corner. Has allowed a home run, too, in four of his last five outings. Just one, though. It's nothing more than that. 3-2. Breaking ball, a high chopper off home plate to third. Forrester from the edge of the grass throws on the run and across his body. They get healed by a step. A good response there from Hung Lung Cheng. And Clayton Campbell will come to plate here. Run in and nobody on, one gone. Cheng, five strikeouts today. He's just two off from tying his season high at seven against Clearwater. Pitch is fouled straight back. Talking about the trade deadline in the last half inning, though. George Clausen and Sam Aldegary, the guy who's in Double-A. He's from Italy. He's a really cool story. Pitched for Clearwater 2 years ago. The 0-1. Breaking ball lifted in the air. Shallow right field. Long race in for McGuire as he calls off as Marilyn Valens, who hits the deck. Two gone. Even today, too, with Jazz Chisholm being traded, and I know this was the talk around Pirates Twitter today about, you know, the Yankees only sent their number 20 prospect in Augustin Ramirez and yada, yada, yada. And why did the Pirates do this? But really, Ramirez is their top three prospect in their order. Alvaro Gonzalez cranks this one a deep right field, looking towards the foul pole, but it is foul. Would have been the second home run this half inning. Jeff Passan, though, put out the tweet just to say a quick reminder, as I'm saying as well to many baseball fans, that public prospect rankings are not often updated during the season. And he put the examples of George Clausen and Aldegary, who are ranked in the 20s right now in the Philly system. Because they're both very good pitchers, and those Marauders fans who have seen Clausen this year, they know. One's down and in for a ball. It's 1-1. Same too for, you know, what the Yankees sent. They sent two of their top 11 prospects because the one outlet that does is Baseball America. They re-rank multiple times during the year. As 1-1's on the ground, a first foul. So if you're a baseball fan, a Pirates fan, or a Tigers fan, and you're looking to see, you know, what prospects that may be traded or ones are being traded right now, I advise you to go off of Baseball America. I do like MLB Pipeline's rankings. They're just not updated all the time, though. 1-2, and this one's in play. The first backhanded by Valdez, a flip to the covering Chang, and that's the half inning. A home run, though, by Brett Callahan. We're halfway home. 1-0 Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
First pitch to lefty Braylon Bishop is down and away for ball one as Lakeland has a lead at 1-0 on the home run from Brett Callahan. 1-0 is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Pitch, and Bishop pops into the air, foul behind him, out of play. Bishop bounced into a double play his first time up. One, two, home. Tipped off the glove of Campbell to the backstop. Nate Benton threw just 7 pitches in the last half inning. 6 were for strikes, strikeout, ground out, ground out. 1-2, down and in, it hits him. Or did it not? It did. single from Austin Maciak at first. Breaking ball that had Bishop dancing in the batter's boxes. He jogs down to first. Leadoff man on for Bradenton. As that snaps a run of six in a row, sat down by Hayden Minton. Runner on, nobody out. A one-run deficit in the fifth inning. Gerald Toledo top of the order. Switch hitter batting left. Bishop in motion. Pitches high for a ball. Throw to second base is late. And Bishop steals base number 11 on the year in 12 tries as he was off and running right on the first pitch. So Bishop is in scoring position. Tying run here in the fifth inning. Minton ready is the 1-0. Bunt shown and it's bunted down. Third base side. Minton barehand throws to first. And they get Toledo. That was almost trying to pull it back and he still made contact. As the pitch was riding in on the hands. Sack bunt works. One free there. Moves Bishop to third base. Runner at third. One out, infield in. Garrett Forrester, the batter. Pitch is a breaking ball high for ball one. Lincoln has one more hit than Bradenton. That's the home run. Minton's 1-0. Fastball in tight. Forrester's been on base twice today. He singled in the first and walked in the third inning. Bradenton has left five on base so far. 2-0. And a fastball driven well the alley right center field as Callahan backs up to his left. This will score Bishop on a sack fly, and we're even again at one in the fifth. So the Marauders use some small ball there. They get the hit by pitch, a stolen base, sack bunt, and a sack fly. And with two outs, base is clear. It's a brand new ball game. Lefty Shalene Polanco watches a fastball up and away for ball one. A 1-0. And that's topped up the first base side foul. Hit him though in the batter's box. One. That's way up and away. Blanco 0 for 2 today. Fielder's choice to strike out in the first and third inning. And a 2-1 home. Counted in for ball three. As Maryland Valley's to follow. Outside ball four, and Polanco making now a seven-game on-base streak with that walk. It's been the really one knock on Minton's line is that he's hit two batters, and he's also now walked four. Struck out four. Runner on for Esmerlin Valdez in a toss to first. First pitch to Esmerlin Valdez. Here it is. Upstairs at 89. There's a bit of stirring in the bullpen right now for Lakeland. Minton is over 80 pitches now. He's at 82. So righty throwing. 1-0. And Valdez turns this one way foul. That might have gone actually across the street. tug that one. Almost right up and over the third base dugout. Just out in front. 1-1. Check swing, and it's in there. Two outs, runner on. We'll see if Polanco runs here. There he goes. 1-2 line into left field, base hit. Polanco turns around second. He stops there. And as Marilyn Valdez on base for the second time tonight. It's been a slow series for him. That snaps an 0-for-10 stretch. Now can the Marauders have some two-out offense as Nick Greener jogs out. Again, this maybe to buy some more time as well for the bullpen if need be. 85 pitches for Hayden Minton. With Axel Plaz, maybe the last batter he faces tonight. Minton threw 87 pitches in his last start. His highest pitch total was 88. That was in Fort Myers on June 15th. He went five innings, trying to go five here with a run in. Two out there and two outs. Righty Plaz, first pitch. Breaking ball behind him, the backstop. This will move both Valdez and Polanco to second and third on a wild pitch. It's been a bit crazy today for Minton. He has been good, but has been in and out of the zone at times. Plaz 0-for-1, struck out swinging in the third. 1-0, fastball off the plate outside. What happens, too, sometimes when you're tired, your misses become a bit more, and it seems like that could be the case here against Plaz. The 2-0. Fastball in the zone, popped in the air. Foul out of play. And this is where you have to be careful to pitching to Plaz because he can leave the yard with one swing of the barrel. Second and third, two outs, the 2-1. Plaz fouls it straight back again. Good comeback here from Minton, was behind 2-0. He's even the count. Marauders are 0-for-4 tonight, hitting with runners in scoring position. Another chance here with two outs. Two on, the 2-2. Fastball taken for a called third strike. And Hayden Minton, for the third time today, leaves a few men in scoring position. We stay tied at one. We go to the sixth inning on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on white paw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
top of the sixth inning. Bradenton 1, Lakeland 1. Hung Lung Chang facing 9-1 and 2 as David Smith, the switch hitter, waves a miss at a first pitch for strike one. Each team scoring a run. And the fifth inning, a home run from Brett Callahan, a sack fly from Garrett Forster. 1-1, and Smith chops it right back to the mound. Chang outstretches his glove, now runs to first, underhand flip, one gone. Really, the home run is the only mistake pitch. Gonzalez didn't come close to homering as well. He just tucked it a bit foul. But it's been a well-pitched ball game from Hung Lung Chang. A one. And a breaking ball outside for ball one. On top of the order, and Chang as well. The big thing is the pitch count. That is only his 68th pitch. A 1-1. And that's down low. It's going to be 2-0 now. John Peck, third baseman, is 1-for-2 today. And that's punched in the air. Left center, base knock. As Peck has his second single today. He's got two of the four hits tonight for Lakeland. Runner on with one out in the top of the sixth inning, a 1-1 tie game. First pitch to the righty, Johnson, runner in motion, back picked out of the dirt, throw to second base, they still got him. No problem for Axial Plus, he had a backhanded. And now Andrew Graham wants a word with Austin Basia. That is the second out in this half inning as Peck is nabbed. He had three stolen bases yesterday. And that's just the third time he's been caught. He's 17. We're now 20 on the season. Base is clear, count 1-0. And the pitch, Dom Johnson checks a swing, and it looked like he offered at it. He did. One-one. And a breaking ball. Top of the zone, called strike. Johnson a bit displeased with that one. It's 1-2, though. Three-game hit streak for Johnson this week. He's 0-for-2, though. And now behind with two strikes on him. 1-2. Swinging a pop-up right side. Valdez backpedals on the outfield grass now. And he makes the grab with two hands. That's the sixth inning. Hung Lung Chang, he's through six, through five and a half. 1-1 tie game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How is your drive to school? Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
A new pitch in the ballgame is Garrett Apker, who replaces the starter Hayden Minton tonight. Minton today goes 5 innings, 1 run on 3 hits, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Ready Apker in against the lefty Solomon McGuire. First pitch trying to hold up, and he offered at it for strike one. Bradenton and Lankwin each scored a run last inning in the 5th. It was a sack fly from Garrett Forster. The 0-1 is off the plate outside of the counts even. And a challenge, it's ruled a strike. Well, it's tough for McGuire. He struck out looking on a challenge pitch in the 4th inning, and now he gets one here that's called against him. Again, it's 0-2. And now time is called by McGuire. Apker this year in Lakeland is making his 13th appearance. He's 3-1, a 6.35 ERA, 11 walks, 24 Ks, and 22 and two-thirds. 0-2, and a fastball. McGuire punches out on a 95. One gone on the K for Apker to start this half inning. Apker, when down to the complex league on July 22nd, and he comes right back up a few days later. One out, base is empty for Justin Nicknis, the lefty. First pitch is on the outer black, a 94 called strike. Apker has appeared in 8 games for the FCL Tigers this year, who are playing the FCL Pirates for the championship starting tomorrow in the complex league. The 0-1. And a breaking ball on the inner edge, called strike, but now Mignis wants a challenge, and it's ruled a ball. Down to Zeman, 1-1. Napker readies and delivers home. Fastball bomb the zone, and now Mignis wants another challenge. And it's ruled the ball as well. So, you know, you don't see that too often where a hitter, I think, does not challenge two in the same at bat. We've seen it happen before. I've seen two guys get it both wrong. Mignis is 2-for-2 in this at bat. 2-1, and a fastball outside for ball 3. And that is the beauty of the challenge system. For those that are in the ballpark right now, wondering what is this challenge thing. Something that's coming to spring training, I believe either next year or the year after. 3-1, down and in, ball 4, and Mignis walks. He walks at a high clip as well. He's 0-for-2 today, but Mignis has his 18th walk of the season and 79 plate appearances. That's pretty good. And on for Javier Rivas in a 1-1 tie game in the bottom of the 6th inning. After readies and deals, breaking ball whiffed out of miss for strike one. Well, basically, each team, they get 3 challenges. It's kind of like football, where, you know, the coach throws the red challenge flag. If you get it right, you keep your challenge. If you lose it, you lose a challenge. One is low for a ball. So the umpire calls their own strike zone. So it's not a full robot umpire, is the shorthand term what people call it. That is Tuesday through Thursdays. Toss to first, where the umpire, they rely solely on an earpiece that tells them it's a ball or strike or not. Now, this one is more what people like and why it's going to be instituted in spring training games. It's being also being used in AAA right now as well. 1-1's fouled back behind toe. In fact, all AAA games since June 25th have been the challenge system. Pitch, and Arribas strikes out swinging. High and in fastball puts him away. And two gone in the sixth inning for Braylon Bishop. On first, two gone for the lefty, Braylon Bishop. First pitch to Mapker is low and in for ball one. See if Chang comes out. He's at a good pitch count right now. That's 75 pitches, the 1-0. Outside at 92. There's nobody throwing right now, so looks like maybe now there is. As a lefty, looks like maybe. And that struck well. Right center field. Callahan at the track makes the catch, and Bishop just stays in the yard here to end the sixth inning. One man left on base, inning number seven next year, tied at one on the Marauders broadcast network.
Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at bradentonmarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
New pitch of the ball game is Connor Oliver, as he replaces Hung Long Cheng, who was excellent tonight, gives up one run on four hits in six innings. Strikes out five as the ready Andrew Jenkins digs in. A 1-1 tie game. First pitch is waved and a missed on a slider for strike one. And again, the lefty, 23-year-old Connor Oliver in. 17th round of draft pick last year by the Royals. 0-1 is pushed the opposite way through the right side into right field. Lead-off single for Jenkins. He's 2-for-3 today. And is hit number 5 for Lakeland, out hitting Bradenton 5-3 so far. Oliver was acquired in a deal in April between the Pirates and the Royals that sent Colin Selby to Kansas City. Part of Valencia, the righty, check swing, And it's down and in for ball one. Oliver has been out of rotation at times this year. 17 appearances now for him. He started 7 games. He's 0-6 with a 6.49 earned run average. 1-0. Foul straight back. 26 walks, 56 strikeouts, and 51 in a third innings. Opponent's hitting 261 off of him. Luke Love set from the letters. The 1-1. Down and in. Oliver started on Sunday in Tampa. Gave up 5 runs in 2 innings. 2-1. Fastball low and in. And Lakeland has been one team that has just had Oliver's number. He made his first appearance in the Pirates org. In Lakeland, a pair of home runs led to 6 runs in an inning of third. Outside of really Lakeland and maybe that Tampa start now, it was probably about a 3.5 ERA for Oliver. 3-1 is a breaking ball in the inside corner called strike. His other start against Lakeland here gave him 6 runs in 4 and a third innings. Again, Oliver has been excellent outside of really Lakeland. 3-2, and a breaking ball called third strike. Valencia down looking. For the second time today, one punch out for Oliver, one gone in the 7th. Here's Brett Callahan. Lefty hitter. First pitch is hit hard on the ground, back hit it by Valdez, but behind throw to second. They get the out there, but they can't spin to first. So just a 3-6 fielder's choice. Rivas, he's a tall guy at shortstop. 6'6", used every inch of his frame. It was tough too because Valdez is in on the grass when he backhands. He's holding the runner on. He has to throw over the runner either on one side or the other. 2 outs, man on for Samuel Hill. First pitch is chopped softly out to short. Rivas flipped to second, and that's the half inning. It's stretch time, tied at 1. Here in Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The last of the 7th inning as Bradenton and Lakeland still even at 1 apiece. Garrett Apgar out for his 2nd inning faces the top of the order. Gerald Toledo switching to bounding left, steps in. First pitch to him. There's a fastball downstairs for ball one. Hapker came in last inning. He's the first man out of the bullpen. Braden Minton with the first five today. Bradenton has left eight on base, including the base loaded one time. 1-0 down and away. It's 2-0. Brett Callahan, a home run in the fifth inning. A sack fly from Garrett Forster in the fifth. Both those runs scoring. And so both starters are obviously in no decision right now. 2-0, check swing, and it's over the plate for a strike. Toledo 1-for-2. We had a sack bunt in the fifth inning that led to that run. It was a leadoff hit by pitch, stolen base, sack bunt, sack fly. 2-1. And Toledo on the ground hits it through the right side into right center. Leadoff base knock for Gerald Toledo. And he's on for Garrett Forster. Garrett Forster, the righty, as now time is called. There's a baseball or something came out of the field in right field. See that happen too much? First pitch to Forster. He's on the outer half of called strike. Yoan, runner in motion, pitches low, throw to second base, is late, and it's dropped. Toledo in scoring position with a stolen base, so after Bradenton was stolen on seven times last night. They've got two today of their own. And watch out here, too. Forster may try to put a bunt down. They might try to do the same thing that happened and they did in the fifth inning to lead the run. 1-1, hitting away. And that's outside for a ball. Third baseman John Peck is playing in line with the bag right now. Forster has been productive in all three trips today. 2-1. Fastball inside. Single walk, sack fly. Playing a really nice week so far for Garrett, who again was on the injury list for a good chunk of the season. Three-one. Outside ball four, and he walked him. First two men reach here in the seventh inning. As Clayton Campbell walks out to the mound. Out comes manager Andrew Graham, points to the bullpen, and there will be a new pitcher coming in to face Polanco. Two on, nobody out in the seventh. A 1-1 tie game at Lee-Com. We can come back here on the Marauders broadcast number.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTechStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
New pitcher in is C.J. Weens as the right-hander with runners on first and second. Nobody out. Polanco showing bunt, and he taps it foul at home plate for strike one. Right-hander's in for Garrett Apker, and it's a sticky situation right now. A single and a walk to start this seventh inning. Lakeland 1, Bradenton 1. Both teams deadlocked in another close contest. For Weens this season, 23 years of age, sixth round pick by the Red Sox last year out of Western Kentucky, is making his fourth appearance with Lakeland. Munchone, the 0-1, and it's pulled back. It's a ball down low. Green, a third innings, one run on a hit, six walks, and eight strikeouts. Showing bunt again. 1-1. Pulled back, and it's at the knees, and Polanco wants a challenge. It's ruled a strike. I believe that's the first challenge lost today by Bradenton. They had gone either 4 or 5 right. Well, they got one wrong, so you'll take that. Now Polanco has to swing away. He's 0-2 tonight with a walk. 1-2, bunt shown again, and he fouls it back. That's strike three. Sure if he had lost track of the count or what. That's a strikeout. A few mental mistakes today. And which is Maryland Valdez comes to play. One of them happened when he hit a fly ball to center field and Bradenton did not tag up on it and score. First pitch is at the knees to call it strike. Two on at first and second, one gone to the bottom of the seventh inning. Valdez had a ball to the deep center in the third inning. That was run down by Callahan, made a basket-style catch over his shoulder. The 0-1, breaking ball at the knees, called strike. Otherwise, if that ball's not caught, that's two runs. And if the catch was made, Bradenton did not get a sack fly on that. 0-2, down and away, it's tugged to the backstop. A wild pitch moves both runners up 90 feet. And the infield will convene again on the infield grass. Pitch on the ground to third. Fielder runner coming home, and they tag him out. Forrester holds at second. Now this is at first on the fielder's choice. 5-2. And two outs. And again, this has been the issue this whole week is the Marauders, they can get guys on. They just haven't been able to capitalize on those opportunities. First and second, two outs in a 1-1 tie game. The righty Axial Plaz, the hitter. First pitch, Breaking ball, check swing. It's in there for a strike. 0-2-9 for Axio. He walked in the first inning. Struck out his last two trips. A look to second, the 0-1. Breaking ball whipped out and missed. Marauders are now 0-7. Hitting with runners in scoring position tonight. That puts him at just a 5-for-43 mark this week. 0-2. Called third strike. Quaz wants a challenge, so hang on, and it's rolling strike. And once again, Lakeland works around some more foot traffic. Remain tied at one in the eighth we head on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, here we go. Bradenton 1, Lakeland 1, as Connor Oliver faces the catcher, Clayton Campbell, the right-handed batter. His pitch is tapped right back to the mound. Oliver in front of it spins in. Low throw to first. It's dropped, picked up, and they still get him. Boy, Campbell, he kind of gave up on running down the line, and so that was kind of the difference there. As Bradenton avoids disaster, they do get the first out. Arvar Gonzalez walks the plate. Second baseman, first pitch. And a backdoor breaking ball is a called strike from Oliver. Marauders have left 10 on base now. They are 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Lefty's 0-1. Inside it hits him on a back foot. Pitch there. Go ahead, runs on. The most runners left on base in a ball game by Bradenton was 15 they had against Daytona here on April 18th. David Smith flips around, bats on the right side for the first time tonight. Pitch to him, he swings and flies into the air, deep right center field. As Polanco tracks back, just shy of the track, puts it away. Wind is blowing in just a tad here tonight. Two gone in the inning for John Peck. Peck is 2-for-3 tonight. Righty hitter. Stare to first pitch is hit on the ground towards third. Charging in Forrester, gloves, fires a missile to first, and that's the inning. Okay, batter, but nothing happens with it. 1-1 tie game on the 8th. Coming up here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Saul McGuire leads things off in the bottom of the eighth inning, a 1-1 tie ball game. CJ Weens, the righty in, kicks up. First pitch is a fastball to knees, called strike. Both teams score their runs in the fifth inning. And that's been it. The Marauders, though, have had more of the chances. The 0-1. That's low for a ball. It's 1-1. It'd be one of those games where if Bradenton wins, if they come back here in the eighth or ninth inning to win it, walk it off, for the box score and say, well, they deserve to win this one. And then if Lakeland comes back and win, they kind of stole one away then. 1-1. With that, a miss, top of the zone. It's 1-2, but you know, hats off to Lakeland as well. They have pitched in some uncomfortable positions tonight with a lot of runners on base, and they've gotten through it. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Wired down on strikes. 3 Ks for Weens, and he's been one of the biggest difference makers so far. He comes in first and second. Nobody out. Strikeout. Fielder's choice. Strikeout to end the seventh inning. One out, base is clear for the lefty, Justin Nickness. First pitch, runs up and away, 93 for ball one. The Marauders lose today, they'll lose the series this week to Lakeland. 1-0, fastball at the knees, called strike, 94. Marauders haven't lost a series at home since April. Been a pretty good home team this year. It's been the road that they haven't quite found out how to win there, as 1-1 is whipped out and missed for a strike. Some type of curse on the road sometimes. Marauders are on the road just 10-32. 1-2. So going to foul back. Had a big chance to correct that as they start a 12-game road trip on Tuesday in Palm Beach and then in St. Lucie. So a chance for some wins against the Mets, who are struggling here in the second half. They're just 9-19. Marauders won all six against them here. 1-2, swing and a miss for strike three. 3 straight Ks for Weens. Here's pitches to the shortstop, Javier Rivas. All it takes is one swing of the bat. Rivas did that. Back on Wednesday, a two-run home run in the fifth inning to take a lead. They went on to win 3-2. First pitch is fouled back. Rivas is 0-2 tonight. By a pitch earlier. 0-1. Bouncer right side. To his left, Gonzalez one step, double clutches, and now fires to first. So 1-2-3, eighth inning. Ninth inning coming up here, 1-1 tie game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the ninth inning, Bradenton 1, Lakeland 1. As Dom Johnson starts things off, 2, 3, and 4 in Lakeland's order as they battle a lefty and Connor Oliver. Oliver twirls home, first pitch is over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Out of 1584 on hand tonight in Bradenton. Trying to see their Marauders themselves a victory as the 0-1's a changeup ripped out of miss for a strike. Oliver, two scoreless innings tonight of the bullpen. After Hung Lung Chang went six innings on one run ball, struck out five, but he didn't walk anybody. Marauders have yet to walk a batter tonight, which you'll love to see. 0-2. Swing and a miss as Johnson pitches after a breaking ball in the dirt. Second K for Oliver, and one gone to start the ninth inning. Here is Andrew Jenkins. One out, base is clear for the righty. Opening pitch. It's a breaking ball outside. Sun just about set here from Lecom Park in the friendly city of Bradenton. Cotton Candy Sky is up there. 1-0 Jenkins flies the opposite way, slicing towards the foul line. McGuire's there, but it's four rows out. So strike one on Andrew Jenkins. Got one ball and one strike on the minor league rehab, High A West Michigan. 1-1. Popped in the air. First base side. Out of play. Just behind the dugout. Kid almost had a play on that, too. Got his glove out. Yeah. back to school night at the ballpark tonight. First 500 kids, 12 and under, you got a free Marauders backpack. 1-2. Up and away with a change. Fireworks to follow after as well. 2-2. Upstairs. Full count here on Jenkins. Pitch. Breaking ball. Top of the zone. Call third strike. And Jenkins left the batter's box, so we can't challenge it now. Third K for Oliver. Jenkins, a guy obviously not used to this league, so he kind of might have forgotten. It's not your natural instinct to maybe want to challenge it. Right, Eduardo Valencia takes top of the zone and calls strike. Two outs, base is empty, a 1-1 tie game. The 0-1. Breaking ball softly hit towards third. Forrester charging from the grass. Throw to first, gets past Valdez. Valencia heading for second base, and he's in standing up on a two base error. And now they're going to have a pinch runner here. Jose De La Cruz will run for Valencia. Would you take a guy in Valencia who is obviously not the most fleet of feet, has no stolen bases this year, and you bring in De La Cruz, who does have at least seven, but again, can run a bit better. Runner at second base after the error. That's the first error tonight for either side. And Brett Callahan, the hitter. Again, he has been probably the game MVP if there was to be one. He took away at least a double from Valdez that would have scored two runs. And then he had the home run in the fifth inning to drive in the only run so far. First pitch is a ball in the dirt, squirts past Plaz. De La Cruz to third as Plaz trying to throw, but he slips and falls. He'll get the footing there. All of a sudden, after the error now, go ahead, runs at third. There are two outs in the inning. 1-0 to Callahan. Outside, down to the dirt. Good block from Plaz this time. That's a wild pitch on Oliver that moves him over. Time called as Plaz, and now pitching coach Matt Ford will walk out. Take a look at the Pirates' organizational schedule. Buccos are up 1-0 right now on the Diamondbacks. They just pushed off. Right now, they're heading to the bottom of the first inning. It was an O'Neill Cruz missile. 16th bomb of the year for him. AAA Indianapolis are tied at 4 right now in Iowa. They're looking to win their fifth straight game there. AA Altoona falls to Erie, 5-1. Bubba Chandler gives up 3 runs in the first inning and is a loser. High Greensboro is up a run at 3-2 on Asheville in the eighth inning. Two balls and no strikes on Brett Callahan with a runner at third in a 1-1 tie game. In the ninth inning, the pitch. Breaking ball hacked and missed at as Callahan swinging out of his shoes there. Two on. Check swing, ball to Durant on the appeal. He did not go around. It looked like he held up as well. Samuel Heels on deck. Flying Tigers have 5 hits tonight, Bradenton 4. Jenkins and Beck have 4 of the 5, Callahan the only other. 3-1 and a curveball on the outside edge, call it strike. Full count, 2 outs. Runner at third and a 1-1 tie game. Oliver Reddy's. 3-2. Ball 4, misses outside. It's ruled a ball as Claus challenged it. First and third, 2 outs. With Samuel Heal the batter. And he was extended after an error, but 2 outs. And the shortstop Heal digs in. Oliver trying to bear down, keep the game tied. First pitch in Heal, flips one the opposite way. It's a fair ball. Down the right field, Lotter run scores. Callahan to third. And Samuel Heal, a jam shot single, gives Bradenton a 2-1 lead. Or gives Lakeland a 2-1 lead. As Heal, that ball was fair by about a foot or two. That'll be an unearned run, and I think the follow will be unearned against Oliver. But the Marauders are now chasing a run. Clayton Campbell to right with 2 outs and 2 on at the corners. Pitch. He has a breaking ball. The knees called strike. Lefty comes set. The 0-1. Outside. We're through a changeup there. It's 1-1. Bradenton in the ninth inning. They would have 9-1-2. Bearing any other changes. 1-1. Wrecking ball hit well in the air. Deep center field. Polanco's turning back. Now squares his shoulders shy of the track and has it in straightaway center. A run home on an error that prolonged the inning. It's 2-1 Lakeland. Bottom nine next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Lakeland ahead 2-1 on the Bradenton Marauders as we start the last of the ninth inning. Cam Brown, new pitcher into the ballgame as he replaces C.J. Weans, who went 2 scoreless, struck out 4. Now the 26-year-old Cam Brown out of Pontiac, Illinois. Locust lay on the door. Numbers on Brown this year, he's 5-1, a 3.23 ERA in 27 appearances. Two holds, three saves, and five opportunities. 19 walks, 41 Ks, and 39 innings. 9-1-2 as Braylon Bishop leads things off on the left side against the righty Cam Brown. First pitch is top to the ground up the first base side. Behind the bag, Jenkins there. He secures it for the first down. Brown making his second appearance this week. He pitched a scoreless inning back on Tuesday. Lakeland got a run on a loop single from Samuel Heal in the top half of the inning. That is the big difference right now in the score column. Marauders being out hit 6-4 as Gerald Toledo, switch hitter batting left, takes a called strike. Garrett Forster on deck. The 0-1 is inside for a ball. It's 1-1. Brown this year is making his fifth appearance against Bradenton. Comes with a 2.70 ERA. Up and in with that fastball. It's 2-1. Signs a non-draft free agent out of Central Michigan. Back in 22. 2-1, line to right field. In comes Johnson. Two gone. And then Bradenton is down to their final out tonight. Two outs, base is clear, 2-1 Lakeland on top of Bradenton. And Garrett Forster, who's having a good game at the plate so far. First pitch is a fastball, the knees called strike. He's 1-for-1, sack fly, two walks. Well, that's the one thing about baseball, a chance for redemption for him. The 0-1 is down and away for a ball. Looking to keep this ball game going. 1-1. Swinging a tapper, first base side. Jenkins off the bag, flips to Brown. That's the ball game. Marauders go down in order. 1, 2, and 3 in the ninth inning, and Lakeland takes a series as they win on this Saturday night, 2-1. And a game that Bradenton, you know, nearly had. After Hung Lung Cheng gives up one run in six innings, Connor Oliver an unearned run in three innings, and the Marauders fall 2-1. Post game show next year coming up on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave.
Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Leacock Park here in the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Thomas and Zerilla to walk you back through a tough, tough loss tonight for Bradenton as Lakeland comes out on top by a score of 2-1. Well, Bradenton and Lakeland were caught in a pitcher's duel, but the biggest story tonight would probably be, again, what it's been this week, and that has been hitting with runners in scoring position. Marauders go 0-8 tonight. They leave 10 on base, and they had a few early chances against Hayden Minton before he settled in tonight, especially in the first inning after a one-out single, a fielder's choice, back-to-back walk to two outs, and then Minton induces a flyout to end the first inning. They had a good chance as well in the third, a single and a walk before Minton strikes out two. But also as well in that inning, that was still an incredible catch by Brett Callahan, and that was really the game changer. Callahan made a Willie Mays kind of style basket catch over his back shoulder, going back on a ball to the warning track, and he takes away extra bases, which would have scored two of their runners at second and third. And that was a second out and then a strikeout end of that inning. And so that was a big change of events in the ball game. And so that kept it a scoreless ball game until the fifth inning when Brett Callahan hit a leadoff home run against Chang to make it 1-0. Gonzalez nearly had one as well down the right field line, but it was foul. And so the scoreline stayed 1-0 at the halfway point. Bottom five, and this is where Bradenton got their lone run of the game. Brillen Bishop, leadoff hit by a pitch, stole second, moved to third on a bunt from Toledo. Garrett Forster sack fly. So Marauders used small ball to get their run. They ended up leaving two on a base in that inning as well. But the scoreline would stay that way until the ninth inning when a two-out error prolongs the inning. Callahan walks, then Samuel Hill just a little jam shot single down the right field line. Ends up being the difference and scores the pinch runner then, Jose de la Cruz. And 2-1 at Lakeland. Cam Brown a 1-2-3 bomb the ninth inning, and that was the ball game. Hung Lung Chang tonight was excellent, and a quality start allows just one run on four hits, no walks, five Ks in six innings. Connor Oliver gives up an unearned run on two hits, three Ks in three innings. And unfortunately, he is a loser tonight. C.J. Weans is the winner, improves to 1-0. Connor Oliver, loser, falls to 0-7. Cam Brown picks up his fourth save of the season. Game time, 2 hours and 14 minutes, seen by 1584 on this Saturday night from Leacock Park. Marauders, again, the big story tonight, leaving 10 on base and go 0-8 with runners in scoring position. This week, Bradenton now is just 5-44 in that scenario. We come back here at the postgame show. We will take a look at some scores and also get you set for the series finale tomorrow as the Marauders have now dropped this series, their first home loss since April. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show here from Leacom Park as the Marauders fall tonight by a score of 2-1. Before we let you go, let's take a look at some scores on the out-of-town scoreboard. We start in the Pirate system. Buccos right now are off in Arizona. They lost 4-3 yesterday, deadlocked at 1 right now in the top of the second inning. O'Neill Cruz a home run in the top of the first inning. Christian Walker an RBI single against Marco Gonzalez in the bottom of the first inning. It is a tie ball game in Arizona. Elsewhere, Triple A Indianapolis is tied at 4 in the 7th inning. Double A Altoona falls to Erie tonight 5-1. Hiya Greensboro is ahead 3-2 in the bottom of the 8th inning. And the FCL Pirates today, they go on to win 4-3 over the FCL Yankees and will move on to the championship that begins tomorrow. Playing the FCL Tigers, so that should be a good one. They'll start in Lakeland. We'll see what the Pirates have in the rookie ranks. Elsewhere in the Florida State League, a lot of games going on today as Tampa Corona playing two. They went a full nine today in their first one in extras, 4-3. Tampa walks it off. They're in the middle of the one right now playing their second game. Palm Beach all over St. Lucie tonight, 12-3, still in the ninth inning. Dunedin ahead on Fort Myers, 5-2 in the ninth. And final score in Jupiter, Tortugas won on the road by a score of 5-2. Again, Marauders dropped this one 2-1 to Lakeland Flying Tigers. And so with the loss, Bradenton falls to 39-56, 10-19 in the second half. Lakeland improves to 59-34, 17-11. Well, Lakeland picks up the series victory as they win four out of the first five, looking to go 5-6 tomorrow, but the Marauders will stand in their way. Garrett McMillan makes his first start of the season, I believe it is his first career start, and so he'll go tomorrow for Bradenton against Gabriel Reyes, a lefty who's 0-1, a 4.50 ERA. First pitch at high noon. We'll get the pregame show around 11:40 right here on the Marauders broadcast network. But until then, we'll see you back here tomorrow bright and early. Grab your coffee, whatever other beverage you like to drink, and we'll join it for some Marauders baseball. But until then, for the rest of our entire crew, Thomas and Zarella saying so long from Leacom Park. Final score one last time. Lakeland 2, Marauders 1. We'll see you back here bright and early tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Saturday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.